Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Since the time we were born, we have been living a life where everything around us seems to change. We know this stands in contrast to God, who does not change. Even within our life, we find that we grow as people. We grow physically from being born a baby to becoming an adult. Mentally and emotionally, we also grow, becoming more mature and responsible in our lives. As humans, we live a life of constant change, and yet we too must persevere if we wish to attain eternal life. Part of the change each of us has had in our life is this awareness of God, that God has called us, and that through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have access to eternal life through the forgiveness of sins. We cannot walk away from this understanding. We cannot pretend that this awareness has never been given to us. If we wish to have eternal life at the return of Jesus, we cannot give up on our calling. We cannot find a new calling to follow. We can and must grow within the calling that we have been given. Even during the most challenging of times, we must stay true to our calling. We can't change our calling even during the most difficult of times. During these most difficult of times, we will grow within the calling we have been given. It was within this backdrop of difficult times that the disciples asked Jesus what would be the signs of the end time. Jesus had just told them that the temple would be destroyed. Jesus then explained to the disciples what they should look for, that people would come proclaiming the name of Jesus while deceiving people they spoke to. He spoke of wars and rumors of wars and increasing natural disasters and pandemics. He talked about how love would grow cold and how hate would increase. What Jesus spoke of has many parallels to the world we live in today. I'm sure people who lived at other times in history also found parallels to the world they lived in. In all of what Jesus spoke of, he proclaimed that those who endure to the end would be saved. If we do not endure to the end, if we do not persevere, we will not be saved. Matthew 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. In writing to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, perseverance is a consistent theme. It was for this church that an open door was given that no man could shut. Using the imagery of rooms, we are shown the limitless potential of the church in Philadelphia. How this church would not walk away from its calling. It is this church who keeps the patience of Jesus. Patience is shown by maintaining consistency, by persevering in less than ideal circumstances. When circumstances are ideal, there is no need for patience. Patience and perseverance are only needed when circumstances are less than ideal. Revelation 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath a key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." In Hebrews, we are given the contrast of persevering and not persevering. We live a life where we can be looked at as foolish by those who are not called, where we can be belittled by those who are not called. We persevere because even though some may belittle us now, we look towards the future kingdom of God, knowing the smallest part of this kingdom will be much grander and better than the best that the present world can offer. What we cannot do is draw back and pretend like we were never called. Those who fall away, who pretend like they were never called, fall back into perdition, a life of sin, where there is no hope and only a certainty of eternal death. Hebrews 10, verse 32. "But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We look at the world around us in which we all live, and we wonder which people or circumstances might draw us away from the calling we have been given. To endure to the end, to persevere, we need to remember what Jesus said during the Feast of the Dedication. When Jesus said of the sheep of Jesus, which would include all who are called today, that no man can separate us from God. No man can draw us away from God the Father. Yet we know Jesus told us that those who endure to the end will be saved. John 10, verse 22. It was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. It is not man who we are to fear, because no man can separate us from the love of God. Man may kill us, imprison us, and make our lives incredibly difficult. Man cannot separate us from the love of God. Even Satan cannot separate us from the love of God, though it is Satan who, as a roaring lion, seeks whom he may devour. We need to take comfort knowing that in each attack by Satan, God will find pathways to our salvation to confound Satan. We can choose to give up, or we can choose to persevere when the challenges of life become great, knowing that God will use any and all situations to bring us to perfection. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Perseverance implies that our life will not always be smooth and easy and will come with challenges. What we know is that God will use these challenges to confound Satan and the world around us as God brings us to salvation. In the most trying of times when things are bad for us, we know the love of God is in our hearts, that God will not leave or abandon us. We will enjoy life during the good times and persevere in the more trying times of life, knowing that God is with us throughout our life. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. In James, we are told that it is when we endure, when we persevere through temptation, that we are blessed with receiving the crown of life. James also shows we are the biggest obstacle that can prevent us from receiving the crown of life, as temptation begins within us. If Satan even thinks we can be drawn away from our calling through temptation, then Satan will amp up the pressure on us, and while each failure of temptation is bad, it is the temptation to leave our calling that could lead to eternal death. James also shows the best way to avoid this fate is to be a doer of the word. Too many people are only hearers of the word. These people like what they hear because it is pleasing to them, and they take no action in their life because they have deceived themselves into thinking they are something they are not. They can easily give up. Instead, we are to be a cheerful doer of the work within our calling, looking into that perfect law of liberty. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he was drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. To the Galatians, Paul wrote that our perseverance, our enduring to the end, must be focused on the Spirit. If all we focus on is the here and now, the here and now is all we will attain. Our perseverance must be focused on the kingdom of God and our place in this kingdom. Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. As we persevere, it is like we are running a race to the finish line, knowing that only one will win the race. We have to live our life enduring the end, persevering as if we are running in the race of life. Athletes who win are highly disciplined, with exacting training regimens. Top athletes cannot delve into distractions that can cause them to lose a game. Even when losing, the best athletes are not conceding defeat, but working to find a win in their contest. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Later, in the same letter to the Corinthians, Paul shows it is love that allows us to endure all things. In a chapter that describes love as being greater than faith and hope, it is love that allows us to endure all things. Those who endure to the end, who persevere, have love in a world where love has virtually vanished. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Perseverance is about overcoming, and whether we are overcome by evil or we overcome evil with good. We are to hate that which is evil and be aligned and very close to that which is good, having genuine care and affection for those who are closest to us. Perseverance is not about seeking vengeance on others, especially those who have brought us harm. Perseverance is about showing in daily life how God expects people to live, even when those other people could care less. We persevere with sincere love. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Jesus used the example of a widow who came to a secular judge who had no regard for God. This widow persisted and every day came to see the judge asking that she be avenged of her adversary. This widow's arrival every day threw the judge into a fit because he saw her as nothing more than a drain on his daily responsibilities. The judge, who had no regard for God, probably also had no regard for this widow. He decided to grant her request to keep his peace. Jesus told this parable to show how God will hear the cries of his elect and avenge them when wronged. God will not wait to avenge his people when wronged. God will avenge speedily. If we have faith and love to endure to the end, to persevere, we will be like this widow. We will not seek to avenge ourselves and leave this to God. Luke 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We need not worry about our status in this world as we endure to the end. It makes no difference to God if we have additional issues in our life that seem to many to be roadblocks. To help us persevere, God will give us strength when we are weak and will give us power when we are faint. The enemy standing before us will weaken as God will give us the power to soar like the eagle and to run and walk when others see it as impossible. Isaiah 40, verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. We are to wait on God continually. We are to never stop waiting on God. By continuing to wait on God, we endure. We persevere to the end. It makes no difference if we see enemies gathering around us or if those closest to us seem to betray us. We are to keep mercy and judgment enduring to the end. Hosea 12, verse 1. Ephraim feedeth on the wind and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and where he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. In the often quoted 23rd Psalm, David tells us that no matter what evil can befall us, God is with us and will protect us. David knew that the goodness and mercy of God followed him throughout his life, and also chose to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We must choose to live in the house of the Lord forever as well. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Proverbs tells us that it is righteousness that will keep us in the way. If we want to endure to the end, if we want to persevere, we cannot give up on righteousness, God's way of life that He wants for us. We cannot allow wickedness to have any part of our life. Proverbs 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. We can look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. God is faithful to us, and Jesus is faithful to us. We should take comfort knowing as we run our race that is before us, we can lay aside every great weight, knowing we have the support of God and Jesus so that we can finish our race, enduring to the end. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Paul told the Philippians to have confidence that God would complete the good work started in us and not give up on us. We are not to give up on God. We are to persevere, to endure to the end. Philippians 1, verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We are to hold fast to the traditions we have been taught that are based on the life of Jesus Christ, knowing we have an eternal comfort through Jesus Christ. We are to endure to the end in the face of a loveless world with the hope and understanding that the gospel brings to us. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle, Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. We know incredibly evil days are coming, and there will be the final conflicts before the return of Jesus Christ. We know this future time of evil will be incredibly evil and difficult for the people of God. And yet we are to exercise patience. We are to wait on God. We are to endure to the end through love. We are to persevere by keeping the commandments of God and having the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14, verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. They have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. We can take to heart the words of Paul, who told the Philippians that in good or bad times, he could do all things through Christ who strengthened him. Because of Jesus in his life, Paul said he was able to endure to the end. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We endure to the end, we persevere, because we have been given this incredible promise of the kingdom of God and our place in this kingdom. All that we are doing now will lead to this future time. We have to be diligent with our faith, adding to it virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are to remember, as we endure to the end, we do not really fight against any other person on this earth, if when it is a person who brings us harm. We fight against the evil forces of darkness that come from Satan and the demons, and we overcome evil through good, having truth on our side. Righteousness, knowledge of the teachings of Jesus, faith, knowing that we have this hope of eternal life, with a good knowledge of the Bible to defend the hope that was within us as we endure to the end. As we persevere, not only for us, but our brothers and sisters in Christ. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that he might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We are to endure to the end, to persevere, if we are to have eternal life. As we journey to our finish line running the race that is before us, we focus on what is spiritual to lead us to the kingdom of God, knowing that God will avenge us from all who seek to bring us harm. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.